It happened before it happens, so you'll know that I am. So you know I'm the right guy, because God's the only one who can do that. He's the only one who can tell us what's going to happen, then have it happen, and then tell us what he did. And that's the philosophy of I am the only one who is the Most High. No one else can do this. All right, in the center telem, the Old Testament being, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, and then the center part, the Gospels and Acts, where he tells us what he did, okay, in terms of he shows that he did it, in that portion, both the third one, which I'll tell you what I did afterwards, the one on both ends, the first telem and the third telem, all point back to the center telem, all right? The Old Testament points to what's going to happen in the Gospels and Acts. The epistles point back to what happened in the Gospels and Acts. So it's like the center focus of the Bible is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, with Acts, part of Acts thrown in there. Now, that being the center point in the sense of the Bible, in that portion in there, one of the books is special. And it's written differently and at a different time than the other ones, particularly in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John was written a long time after the other three. Matthew, Mark, and Luke were written together. Boom, boom, boom. And they're very, very similar in what they talk about. You get three different perspectives, generally the same events. They're called the Synoptic Gospels because of that. They pretty much say the same over and over again. They're written right together. Very little different information between the three of those. Then you wait a long time, 30, 40, 50 years past, something like that, and then finally John writes right before he dies. He lives forever, it seems like, in the New Testament church. Finally, before he dies, he writes the Gospel of John and says, now, you've seen the other three. They've been circulated around the church for some time now. Let me tell you the rest of the story. And John virtually gives us all new information. What you find in John, you don't find very much in the other Gospels. It's different stuff. He knew it was in there. He said, let me tell you more that you need to have. And he designed his book very carefully to deal with particularly one issue, and that issue is Jesus Christ was God. He was man and God together, but he was God become flesh. The other three Gospels took a different emphasis. One talked about his humanity. One talked about his kingship under David. One talked about his servanthood, doing servant things. They had a different focus. John said, I want to make one point very, very clear. We saw all the cool things this man Jesus did. We saw his kingship bona fide through Matthew. We saw his servanthood bona fide through Mark. We saw his humanity documented in Luke. But I want you to understand one final telling blow. Don't ever lose sight of it. It was God doing it through the man, in the sense that it was God and man together. They were unified. It was God who became man, put it that way better. It was God who became man who did this. John makes sure we get that point. That's the whole purpose of his book. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. That's what his purpose was, God. And he testifies from John the Baptist's perspective. And then in the end, as we're reading, John chapter 20, from John 20, he is making sure that the one doubter, we get the final evaluation by the one doubter, and that's Thomas. And the one doubter says, in John 20, 27, then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side, stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord.